And what do you call a person who brings bad luck?
If there was such a thing as that, I'd say don't come back. I don't believe in that. I don't think no person can.
Have you ever
that.
Had heard anything like hoodoo or jinx or
Janus? I've heard that old myth first time.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, we call that an unwedded mother and parents. A little boy hadn't got no daddy.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Well, we call that a funeral home in the undertaker's office.
Okay. And what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Well, we call that a vault.
And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
And what do you call a flowing water smaller than a river?
We call them flowing springs.
And what would you call one smaller than a spring? Do you have anything smaller than a spring?
Yeah, but a well is it in springs and a well about the same? I don't know nothing. A ball.
Okay. What do you call a flat, grassy country down around the sea coast?
We call that flat land.
And what do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
Or what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Well, we call that red gravy, and then again we call it Polish gravy to thicken it with flour.
Okay. And what do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Well, some of them you naming ibers is the York and the Poland chimes. But I imagine what they want is like old
Pinewood rooters.
Pinewood rooters is what I was fixing to say. I imagine that's what they mm-hmm. would want to hear.
Okay. And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Whoopee. Well, I ain't never made none, but they call it Kennesaw.
Okay.
Lightning.
White lightning.
And what do you call cheap whiskey?
White lightning.
And what do you call anything that a child plays with?
Toys.
Okay, now this section is a little different.
Oh, God.
And this deals with word patterns. You know that some words change to show a change in time. Like, for instance, I would say, right now I see you.
After what?
And then yesterday I would say, if I was using yesterday, I'd go, yesterday I saw you. Mm-hmm. So it changes from see to saw, mm-hmm. depending on the time. Or I would say, we go to church every Sunday, we went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church every Sunday. So let's try one. If we're talking about the word sing, you would say, has that song ever been
sung before?
Okay. And then you might say, I what that song yesterday?
I sung that song yesterday.
Okay. Okay, so now we'll start. If we're talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Have the groceries went up anymore?
No, we're talking about buying groceries, using the word buy, buying. Have the groceries been what yet? You're buying them. Have the groceries been what yet?
We're going up or going down.
Okay.
On prices.
Okay.
Is that what you're getting at?